Listening, Part 3. Listen to the discussion between the two speakers.
Okay, thank you, Pablo. So, Professor Blackwell, you now have about 3 minutes to ask Pablo some questions about his presentation.
Thank you. So, first of all, Pablo, why do you think we have so many billionaires in the world?
Well, because there are some very exceptionally talented people in the world, and those people have used their talents to become successful.
Yes, I see. But my question is really, is it fair? In other words, we live in a world that is unfair and not equal. Because it is not fair and not equal, we have a few people who are wealthy and powerful, but we have a lot of people who are poor and powerless.
Okay.
If the world was fairer and more equal, then we would not need billionaires such as Bill Gates to spend money on charity.
Yes, I understand your question now, but I think you're making a mistake. Billionaires become wealthy by creating wealth. They don't become wealthy by taking money from other people.
How do they create wealth, in your opinion?
Well, for example, they have an ability to see opportunities in business that other people do not see. They make money by investing in businesses. Those businesses would not have existed if the billionaires had not invested in them.
I see. You said that Andrew Carnegie used his money to pay for free public libraries. Education and public libraries are a good thing. Of course they are. But do you know how many libraries he built?
Not exactly. It was about 2,500 around the world, I think.
Do you think that Carnegie could have built more libraries?
Yes, I suppose so. He had a lot of money.
Let me ask you this. If Carnegie had given his money to the government instead, do you think that we would have fewer libraries or more libraries?
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't think the number of libraries that he built is very important. I think it is more important that Carnegie decided to use his money to do something that would benefit other people. Carnegie could have spent his money on a private collection of paintings, for example, but he didn't. He chose to spend it on education for the people.
I see. But if spending money on education is a good thing, wouldn't it be better for the government to decide how to spend it? Wouldn't it be better if everyone in society could decide on the best way to spend those billions of dollars?
I understand you, but in my opinion, governments are not very efficient at spending money.
Why should we have to depend on the decisions of a few very rich men?
Thank you, Louise. That's all we have.